So yesterday was Monday. It was pretty rad.
What'd you call it?
Monday? Pretty rad.
No, but what'd you actually call it? Because...
Mr. Monday, pretty rad.
Mr. Monday?
Pretty rad.
How rad was it? You want to talk about how rad it was?
It was a lot radder than Tuesday.
And what'd you call Tuesday?
What did I call Tuesday?
Was it Terrible Tuesday?
I think it was something like that.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, my day was a whole different episode on a whole different podcast. But it was lovely. It involved those shows you see with the hoarders, that you have to deal with it because of people close in your life.
Oh, you didn't get a new job where you're just like cleaning up people's places?
No. But this might, I probably can put this on the resume and people will be like, this guy is too stupid to ever have a working job. Who would do this?
So, do you want to break it down or do you just want to be vague?
I like vague. And Tuesday kind of sucked for you too.
Oh yeah, but I'll be more specific about my haterade. My terrible Tuesday breakdown. Have you, the listener, ever wanted to do something so bad that you've thought about it for over a decade, and then you saw just weeks before the day you're in now an opportunity where perhaps you could live this out and just give yourself a sick sense of satisfaction?
Now, I don't know you very well, but I'm pretty sure this has been a spark. Mm-hmm. A spark in yourself for a very, very long time.
Sure, yeah.
Something you've been thinking about?
Yes.
Okay, just curious.
So I've not only thought about it, I've written it down. I've gone so far as to almost be like those new age woo-woo people who like to make dream boards in regard to their vision.
You did do that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What did you use as the board? Because I think that's really important.
Well, here's the thing. It's the worst, though. I used the black screen.
The black screen? I don't understand.
I didn't make a tangible board. I put it on the, you know, used like Pinterest and the digital black cube thing. I know, that's where I went wrong.
Yeah, how is that working? So Tuesday
ambitions. So it's out there now, and I just want to give a big shout out to our government for trying to stimulate the economy and for allowing me to be able to make some purchases that I would normally never purchase to live out this dream. But really, the disappointment comes from Terrible Tuesday in the fact that what I wanted to do seemed like it was going to cost even more unnecessary money. And maybe I'd be stimulating the economy that way, but like, it
almost
was ridiculous.
Like you would have to pay for what you want to do and then pay more.
Yeah, I'm not going to an amusement park, people. I'm trying to do something that'll make you laugh.
What you wanted to do would be considered a service, so you wouldn't pay and perhaps be...
Yeah, maybe
even if not...
Just tips. Just like little tips.
Just a bunch of hipsters in the background snapping.
Or like me walking outside for a smoke and somebody's like, hey, do you want to hit this joint? I loved what you did. And I'd be like, payment. Done. I served my role for making somebody's moment and, you know, lightened enough to want to share what they have also with me. I'm not saying I'd take a hit off that, but I'd be pleasantly surprised that somebody'd be like...
That's a payment of a sort.
Yeah. Ass, grass, or cash. That's what the old hippies used to say, I think.
See, it's different around here because we actually have grass.
Oh.
Like lawn.
Well, and I mean, they call it buffalo grass, if you're really specific. My dad just bought a bunch of seed for it to put in his...
No, not mine. It's
prairie
blue...
Yeah, blue grass. Yeah,
no, it's not. It's not buffalo grass. I got it because the roots are supposed to grow deep, and I'm fucking embarrassed that I know that. But anyway.
You shouldn't be embarrassed about what you know about grass. So how'd that work out, though? Gave up. I gave up on wanting to put myself in a public location that was advertising themselves to allow me to be there because I had to pay to be there based off the phone call. That was too much. I'm not going to pay to play to be me, bro. So I didn't. And then I just reorganized my brain and took what I had and shifted it.
Yeah, you did.
What did you think about that? You saw it.
It's an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I photographed it, and coincidentally, it wasn't the end of the evening, but getting home. I didn't just photograph it, I videoed parts of it. It was going to be a funny thing for your other bit. And
all my bits were bitten right then.
At that point.
I was bit bottom.
So I turn on my phone, but it doesn't turn on. And funny thing is, I'm on my last, phone that works because I haven't fixed my actual phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we could call this Terrible Technology Tuesday.
Yeah, TTT.
Mm-hmm. Show your TTs. I did. Sort of. But yes.
So did you. So anyway, yeah. Horrible hoarding morning.
Hoarding morning. Hoardable morning. I had such a hoardable morning.
Yes.
Listen, I've never seen this guy so disrupted by life so hard. I told him to put in some Visine because his eyes were so red because he was emotionally scarred, I think, by this entire situation. And
it's not as funny as usual, but it was fucking brutal. So we as a society cannot let people live when they can't live alone. We have to find a way to help them. I don't know what that way is.
Yeah,
I wouldn't speculate for a second, but whatever today was an enablement of not just family, friends, but society as whole. And it was brutal and horrible, and I have to go and do it again tomorrow morning, and it is just the best day ever, really.
Here at Kitchen Counter, we don't just live the fun life for you and share it. We actually do live parts of life that we wake up and hate ourselves and each other and have to reconnect to ourselves in a way to appreciate what we have. And today, the experience that you had sounds like that might be one of those things that you need to put at the corner of your mind for any time things seem too much. Like, not to say, well, at least I'm not there, but like, or things could be worse, but that since you're connected to it on another level, it's like, this is potentially there, and do I want to move toward that or as far away from it as I can?
The potentiality for that to be in all of us is horrifying, and thank goodness it's not. And I don't know what you do. I don't know. But I guess you just hope for the best, huh?
You just barrel on like a good lad. I think that you are right, though, when you talk about how it broke you in the sense of family and societal responsibility, because the situation that you were dealing with really shouldn't be on your plate other than here it is because you are related to other people. And
no, it's
you
one
can't
of those
go in there and fix it. So
I've known the situation for a while. Check
this
out, though.
If you were more like me, where I'm a fixer, like, if I can't fix something because I'm ingenuitive and I think interesting and I can help, right? Yeah. If you don't think that way about any time you see somebody in a suffering or a weird, mental incongruous situation, if you can't help them, then it just double whammy is the problem to be worse, because you're trying to help a person who doesn't want your help, won't accept your help, and then you feel like a failure because you tried all these things and none of them worked, and so then therefore, like, it's a shit slide of nobody's getting what they want.
It was the universal Schrodinger's thing of it doesn't exist until you see it. I've seen the situation for a very long time, but not in the situation.
Right.
And obviously that was very, very intentional. But what I thought my day looked like today, in my mind, it was like dealing with somebody who forgot to mow their lawn for a year and a half, and it's like 3 feet deep. It's the shittiest. But what it really was somebody who started with that and then grew it into a jungle. And it didn't exist in my mind until I saw it. And so, hopefully in some other universe, what I saw today was rad.
Well, you know, if there is a juxtaposition in some sort of time warp where time doesn't exist and things overlay, I bet it does. But the thing that sucks, and I mean no disrespect to anyone when I say this, is the fact that no one, including you, is prepared for what you encountered. And that's so brutal because it's been going on for so long and it's just been kind of swept under the rug, and now you're inheriting something you're not equipped to deal with through this situation, and expected to handle it with decorum and grace and essentially be neutral.
Except by people who had looked at it from that angle and had actually seen it, and they were just astounded that I stayed.
I think maybe one of the reasons I felt so neutral today was because I couldn't be polarized one way or another for you. We talked earlier, not here on this, but about the empathic thing and feeling other people, and you didn't want me to feel discouraged about what I wanted to do based on your mood. And I said, well, I mean, I just feel stuff. I can't avoid that. But maybe part of me being in a neutral zone was really the perfect place to be, because if I was too high or too low, we couldn't have this conversation.
True. We'd probably be arguing, or you'd be out doing something rad. Or something.
I mean, I'm just rad as a person on my own, so.
That's true.
I'd just be in my room being.
Anyway, this is a long one, so terrible Tuesday.
We want people to enjoy long ones. We do want people to enjoy that we can sit down and we can talk about things that are uncomfortable, but also, you know, think about your own situation. Like, I don't know what your Monday or Tuesday was like, but the beginning of this week does not feel like a great, like, jumping point into the rest of the week.
Oh, it absolutely does.
Oh, so you think we canceled it out today?
So if we didn't die from the balloons yesterday, which might be a possibility, and this is just a weird...
Oh, there,
weird,
we got a second chance.
This is what's going through my mind those last seconds.
Okay.
Then I'm still standing.
Or we get those balloons.
What's crazy,
did die in the park, and multiple levels of dimensions are compressing.
And it might even take me hours. I'll get my good working phone fixed, and everything will be great there. And I did the bartering with the ethers today. I have 1 hour from 9 to 10 to take care of this, or to use my facilities for it. And then I'll have another hour to continue that, and then I'm done. So really, for me, I can shed this load tomorrow, because I don't feel the responsibility for it. I do want to help, but I don't feel the full responsibility for it, nor am I capable of bearing it. I'm trying to bear my own responsibility.
I know,
there's
but
animals here.
The thing, though, that you're also having to balance for yourself, right? that we're not talking about is the fact that it is affecting you emotionally. And even though you can justify those things logically and say, yes, 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 the situation of being in the presence of a person who is somewhat in distress, but not, like, it's a weird, you know, bar there where it's like they need help, but they also present very much that they don't want it or need it. And then going home and also being like, but I'm related to this person. For me, okay, Devin, for me, I would be like very afraid for myself, because if I was related, I'd be like, when are these things going to present in me? And then what is my life going to look like? Because who wants to deal with it?
I don't know, man. We did talk about that earlier. I didn't want to talk about it like this on here. And I think that's extremely fair.
Yeah, okay. So we're done.